Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, it is the nephew and time for today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
I'm about to hurt your feelings this morning, y'all. I'm finna make you feel something this morning, all right? I'm gonna make you feel it this morning. Yeah. We're gonna go deep. Put it this way. Your heart, you're gonna grab your chest. You know what I mean? It's one of those. This right here is condom cleaners. Condom cleaners. You're gonna grab your heart.
Aww.
Yes.
I
remember this. Yes, we on heartstrings this morning, y'all. That's where we at. Okay? And did I cross the line? I did. And I got crossed it.
Finally, you got
the reaction I wanted. Walked away with a great prank. Yes, I did. I crossed the line. So here it is. You're going to feel it. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Tamika. Tamika.
This is she.
How you doing? I'm Brad from Quality Cleaners. I'm the manager over here.
Uh-huh.
Listen, did you bring some clothes in this morning?
No, I didn't bring anything in to you this morning.
Okay. Well, listen, we got an order that was dropped off this morning here. It's a couple suits, some business shirts, and a few other things. But there's actually been some articles actually left in the clothing. So
husband probably brought that down.
Okay.
He dropped it off this morning?
It was dropped off like around 7 this morning, but it's like about $100 cash in the pocket. There's a couple business cards. There's a cuff link here. I looked all over. There's only one cuff link, and then there's two condoms in here. So I wanted to see if you guys wanted me to put this in a plastic bag or something and have it
for
you.
Can you repeat what was left in there again?
Well, like I said, we got it's like right at 100, maybe $105 of cash. There's a business card from an insurance company. There's another business card for, what is this? This is,
What else was left?
Right. I'm trying to tell you about all the business cards.
I'm not interested in the business card because you said something else.
Okay, no, there's a cuff link that we can't find the other cuff link. If it's here, we're looking all over the bag to see if we can find it, but we don't see that either.
What else is in his pocket?
Like I said, you got $100 in here. There's some.
No. You had said something to me.
There's business cards. There's an insurance card.
Business cards. You said something else.
A cuff link, ma'am. There's a cuff link in here that we can.
You said something else.
Oh, okay. With the last, there's two condoms in here. Hello?
What the f*** did you say?
Like I said, there's $100 in here. There's
no,
some business.
Did you say there was some condoms in there?
There's two. There's two extra large condoms in here. Hello?
So, I'm here. I'm just trying to digest all the stuff that you had just said that was in my husband's pocket. Now, are you sure that this is my husband, Chris?
Well, it has. I mean, maybe you know the items, ma'am. This is there's a gray suit. There's also a solid blue suit. That sounds
familiar, but I'm not understanding what you're trying to tell me. That was the condoms.
The phone number that I called, the number that's attached to this actual order. So, I mean, this is the number we have on file. Is this his number or your home number or was your sale? What number is this?
This is our house number.
Okay.
I just don't believe, you know, what you're telling me, because we just celebrated our anniversary last week, and this is
what's wrong, man?
What's wrong? Well, first of all, we married and we never used condoms. And then you up there calling me talking about he got condoms left in his suit coat pocket. I'm not understanding.
Okay.
Oh, well, I know he ain't cheating on me.
Well, not. I mean, not necessarily. I mean, you know, they could have been there.
Well, why would he have condoms in his pocket? That just don't make any sense. If we marry and we don't use condoms, then why the would he have condoms in his pocket?
I don't know, ma'am. You'd have to talk to Chris about that one. I guess my main reason is that you want me to.
Wait a minute. I wanted to know. Did you clean anything yet? Did you clean the suit?
No, we haven't cleaned it. I just started sorting stuff, and
I don't want you to clean a thing. And all those articles that you said, I want you to put it. I want you to put everything, including the condoms. I want you to put it in the bag. I want you to put it in the bag. Don't clean nothing, because I'm going to come up there and I'm going to pick everything up.
Okay, I mean, I'll be here all day. Like I said, my name is Brad, and I'll be here if you want me to put them to the side. I won't clean them. I'll just put them to the side, and I'll leave them in the same laundry bag he had when he dropped them off.
I'm going to Chris up. I don't believe this. I didn't give this all the good years of my life, and he going to turn around and cheat on me? You make sure you don't clean up thing, because I'm going to CSI all that. My damn self. You put all that in the bag, I'm going to call my job and let them know I'm not coming in today.
Slow down. I don't want you to get too hysterical. I mean, you know, you're getting a little irate. Are you okay?
I'm going to be all right. I am going to be all right. When I get up there, Chris is going to get up. That's all I got to say. You make sure you have all that stuff not clean. I don't want you to clean it. I want you to put all that other that you said that you found in his pocket, you put all that in the bag. Because Chris is, I don't know who he think he's with.
Okay, Miss Tamika, would you like for me to call Chris?
I don't want you to call Chris.
Man, wait a minute. My name's Brad. I'm Brad.
I don't give a damn what your name is, sir. I really don't. Okay? Because Chris is going to get up. You just put everything in the bag, sir, like I had asked you to. I am on my way down there, and Chris, no, this ain't going down this way. We just renewed our vows. And matter of fact, dumb condoms come in threes, and you up there talking about there's two left? What the I'm not understanding. I know how to do my math, okay? Chris is going to get when he get home tonight.
Here's something else in the pocket, too. There's a note in here.
A note? What does it say?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Okay, man, I you know what? This has gotten way out of hand.
You need to quit telling me I'm just in a pocket. Would you link that to me? Matter of fact, I want that in the bag, too. Okay. The more evidence I have, the better off it's going to be for me. Because I'm going to up. What did the note say?
The note says, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Chris, got me to prank phone call you.
What the f***? Oh, my God. Chris was going to die tonight. We was going to have a barbecue in his honor. Do you hear me, Tommy? Do you hear me? Oh, my God. Chris, I don't believe this is to me. On the radio. Oh, my God.
Oh man.
Tommy.
Hey, baby, let me ask you this. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on. Don't be mad.
No.
Don't be mad about it.
Did you hear her voice?
Did you hear?
Yes. You broke our heart.
I
know
he's
not.
Woman.
I know he's not cheating on me. We just celebrated our anniversary. Well, why else would condoms? They can come in threes, don't they?
That prank hurt my feelings.
You felt bad for
you
her.
You did, yeah.
I feel sorry for myself as I was doing it.
I can't tell. You'll be laughing and carrying on.
Charlotte, North Carolina, I think I'm going to add a show on Sunday. Sunday by 1 o'clock. How about that? 1 o'clock.
Well, that'll kill Monday for me.
See you Tuesday.
That'll be 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock. That's three shows on Sunday. That's what it's going to be. We'll see what happens on Monday. But for show, 1 o'clock on Sunday, Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right. Thank you, nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.